This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump continues insisting he'll ultimately win a race he's already lost, raising more unfounded claims of electoral fraud. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president has backing from Congress's top Republican.
Until the Electoral College votes, anyone who's running for office can exhaust concerns.
And the nation's top diplomat.
There will be a smooth transition
to a second Trump administration.
But Democrats and even some Republicans are warning the statements from Mitch McConnell, Mike Pompeo, and the president himself are dangerous, blocking an orderly transition of power to Joe Biden, who is largely shrugging it all off.
Nothing's going to stop that.
Calling the GOP opposition inconsequential and President Trump's actions embarrassing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A European Union-British trade pact is unlikely to come together this week, and negotiations might go into the next week, an Irish minister said Wednesday, confirming a Reuters report that the sides were now set to miss their mid-November deadline for a new Brexit deal. Britain left the bloc in January. A status quo transition period expires at the end of the year, and talks on trade rules that would apply from the start of 2021 have yet to yield a breakthrough. Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney said, quote, I think it is likely to move into next week. At that point, the timelines start to get very tight. There are only 50 days left this year, end quote. Switzerland is resuming talks with the European Union about open points in a stalled bilateral treaty. It seeks to unblock a draft accord with its biggest trading partner that has lain dormant for 2 years amid Swiss